Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world full of noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless teaching to love your neighbor as yourself, we explore stories and practices that remind us why love begins within. Today, I want to invite you into a gentle cartography of the heart, a practice I call the forgiveness map, a simple way to name a wound, trace how it shaped you, and mark the smallest next step toward healing. Over the next 25 minutes, we'll walk through a story, a map, three practical practices you can try today, and a quiet reflection to help you begin drawing your own route forward. Wherever you are, you're welcome here. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Why is forgiving yourself often the hardest step toward loving others? Think about that for a moment. We will speak quickly to forgive strangers, and yet we carry the same old hurts against ourselves like heavy luggage that never gets checked. Is it shame? Fear of repeating mistakes? A sense that forgiveness equals letting yourself off the hook? These questions aren't abstract. They're the hinge between isolation and connection. If we can't offer ourselves mercy, how do we honestly offer it to a neighbor? So today's big question is simple and urgent. What would change if forgiveness felt like a map, not a one-time miracle?
I want to share a moment from my own life. A few years back, I carried a wound that felt small at first, a moment of words spoken in anger that broke trust in a close relationship. For months, I replayed it, convinced the rupture said something permanent about who I was. I remember waking up and feeling that old weight in my chest, like a bruise that never faded. I tried to apologize, of course, but what was harder was forgiving myself. I kept thinking, if I forgive myself, am I excusing what I did? That question kept me stuck. One evening, frustrated and tired, I took a blank sheet of paper and drew a dot at the center and wrote the hurt name, Broken Promise. From that dot, I drew lines outward to show how it affected my behavior, avoidance, defensiveness, a habit of apologizing too late. The act of drawing it, of naming it on paper instead of only inside my head, made it less monstrous. It didn't erase the past, but it made a space where a next step was visible. That first sketch became the beginning of a map.
So what does a forgiveness map actually look like? Think of four simple points you can mark: the wound, the patterns, the next small step, and the neighborly connection. First, name the wound clearly. Put down a single phrase, broken promise, shame over failure, resentment toward a parent. Naming is not blaming, it's locating. Second, trace its effects. Where did this wound reroot your life? Did it build walls, shut down trust, or push you into people-pleasing? Draw lines from the wound outward and label the patterns. Third, locate the smallest, kindest next step. Not a dramatic confession or sweeping fix, just one tiny doable move. It might be a brief apology, a single boundary, or writing one honest sentence in a journal. I want to underline tiny here. Maps are built from small, navigable paths, not impossible leaps. Fourth, imagine how this step connects you to someone else. How will forgiving yourself free capacity to meet a neighbor with more humility, patience, or honesty? There's a spiritual logic here. When we allow mercy inward, we're less likely to hide, lash out, or demand from others what we won't give ourselves. The phrase, love your neighbor as yourself, becomes practical. If you can extend gentleness inward, you now have that same gentleness in hand when someone else is hurting.
Here are three gentle practices to begin mapping and moving toward forgiveness today. Practice 1, the naming exercise. Take 2 minutes, set a timer if that helps, and write one short label for one wound. Keep it to 3 words or fewer. Then, beside it, write how it shows up in your life. This small move turns feelings into directions. Practice 2. The boundary or repair prompt. Ask yourself, is there a tiny repair I can make or a boundary I need to set that honors the truth of this wound? That could be a brief, specific apology, or it could mean saying no to a situation that re-traumatizes you. Aim for one sentence or one action, and make it kind. Practice 3. The one-line sacrament. Create a short affirmation or prayer you can say daily, one line that feels true and restorative. Something like, I am seen, and I am learning to be gentle with myself. Repeat it morning or night for a week. These are not magic cures. They are compass points. Small, repeated steps create habits, and habits build pathways toward loving others more freely.
Now let's pause for a short reflection. If you have a journal, keep it nearby. If you can, breathe in slowly and let your shoulders drop. I will ask a few questions. Give yourself room to think and feel. What is one wound you can name right now? How does that wound show up in your relationships? What is the smallest, kindest next step you could take in the next 24 hours? If speaking aloud helps, whisper the one-line sacrament you might use. You don't need to solve everything, only to sketch a path. Take this moment as a first stroke on the map. If it brings up more than you can hold, please pause this episode and consider reaching out to a trusted friend or counselor. Healing is not a race. It's a guided walk.
Here's the closing thought I want to leave with you. Forgiveness is cartography, not a single heroic leap. We don't have to fix everything at once. We learn routes by taking small steps, by naming the terrain, and by practicing gentle repairs. Each tiny step towards self-forgiveness widens the road that lets us meet others with more courage and tenderness. The map doesn't erase the past. It gives us direction for the future. Why I love this work is because it shows us that loving who we are is the necessary soil for loving our neighbors well. When the inward work is tended, the outward fruit follows.
Thank you for joining me on this walk through the forgiveness map. If today's episode offered you a helpful route, share it with someone who might need a gentle map. Subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you feel moved, leave a rating or note. It helps this circle grow. Remember this simple invitation. Start small, be kind to yourself, and notice how that mercy begins to spill outward. Love who you are, and watch the world change. Until next time, keep choosing love. Love within, love without.